Hello, this is Dr. Vinaya Kulchar dictating endoscopy report on Nikki Mongo, date of birth 3/21/1976, date of procedure May 10, 2024. Physician, Dr. Vinaya Kulchar, deal. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold snare polypectomy. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, kind of cold biopsies. And cold biopsy polypectomy. Description of procedure, indication is heartburn, comma, abdominal pain, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, abnormal CT abdomen pelvis with right-sided colitis. Description of procedure informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, oral obstinence, the patient is rested in masturbation, so you place them off left position, sedated, aspirin, anesthesia, service, and monitor, anesthesia care. While lubricating the limbs with your gastrocope is introduced into the esophagus, and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, careful examination made of the glenoid bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach disjunction, esophagus, retroflexy was obtained at the cardiac aorosection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and the retroflex exam was normal. While lubricating the limbs with your colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. At least the valve confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was indicated in a value, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum, retroflexes is obtained in the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a seven, 2-3-2, period. Patient followed the procedure, good prep. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Go back to the indications and also add dysphagia. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Common biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation of the dysphagia. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy, noted. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There were multiple gastric body polyps. Noted, comma, eight larger than 10 millimeters, ranging in size from approximately 10 millimeters to 12 millimeters, were removed with cold snare polypectomy for sampling. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema that was biopsied separately for further evaluation. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, the appendiceal orifice was noted to have a sessile polyp approximately 8 millimeters in size and was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. Given the abnormal CT abdomen pelvis findings, the cecum was evaluated carefully without any evidence of underlying erythema, ulcerations, or abnormality. Comma, random biopsies were obtained in the cecum for further evaluation. Next line. There were 2 ascending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 5 millimeters in size and one with cold biopsy polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and one with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was mild rectal erythema. This was biopsied for further evaluation. Next line. Mild grade one internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion with some hypertrophied anal papillae, next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology, next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path, next line. Will determine timing of repeat EGD based on pathology of the polyps. Next line. All of the analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.